The goal of the plan is to raise $800 million for schools that have lost money generated by timber sales. But lawmakers from both parties say auctioning off forest land is short-sighted. Environmental groups say it's one of the latest attempts by the Bush administration to give oil, timber, and mining interests access to pristine natural areas. Amy Mall is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
These lands are part of America's natural legacy. Some of them are really wild areas where there is very high-quality wildlife habitat. They might be areas where a lot of people recreate. They might go hunting or fishing, or they might just think that these areas should remain wild.
An Agriculture Department official described most of the land proposed for sale as isolated and expensive to manage. For the GLRC, I'm Erin Toner.